Welcome to the Sales Experience Podcast, the show for salespeople and sales leaders, where we help you create the ideal sales experience to generate raving fan customers. Grab your notepad and get ready for actionable steps you can use to change sales from a dirty word to an act of service for your prospects. Now for your host, Jason Cutter.
Hey everybody, Jason Cutter here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to let you know about another podcast you might enjoy. If you're a regular listener of this show, you'll probably also really enjoy the B2B Sales Show from Sweetfish Media. You might want to check out the episode on using data-driven approaches in sales with Brad Rosen from G2. And if you know me and you know me at all from listening to this show or seeing my stuff on LinkedIn, I'm very big on data-driven approaches, metrics, key information. So make sure to check out that episode and check out the B2B Sales Show. All right, now let's get into today's episode. Hi, and welcome to the show. Welcome to the Sales Experience Podcast. My name again is Jason Cutter. So glad that you're here. So thankful that you want to be a part of this journey to help the sales process, whether it's for you, whether it's your team, your company, or just wanting to make a better experience for your customers. So glad you're listening. Hopefully you have been checking out the episodes so far this year, so far in season two, which have been a lot of guest episodes, have had a lot of great people on. So make sure that you subscribe wherever you found this podcast at. It's on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud. It's on Google Play. It's also on the CutterConsultingGroup.com website with transcripts and links. And for this episode, now that we're a few weeks into 2020, what I wanted to talk about, especially with the theme of this week with my upcoming guest, Adam Connors, is all about giving to give, not giving to get. So a lot of people give to get, whether they're networking or working on relationships or trying to reach out to people, they're giving with the intention of getting. All they want to do is give just enough to get something in return. A lot of salespeople do that where they're either networking or building relationships or trying to give a little bit of information just so they can get something in return. People go into networking events with the whole goal of getting, and not really focusing on the giving and not focusing on giving to give instead of giving to get. Now, what does that mean? That means giving completely and entirely with the goal of helping somebody else, expecting nothing in return, nothing at all, absolutely nothing. Coming from an absolute place of abundance, empathy, care, and the desire to improve other people's lives in some way. Now, you may be thinking, why am I talking about this on a sales-related podcast? Because when you do that for your customers as well, so let's look at that part where you're just dealing with prospects. When you're dealing with prospects and you just give and you just want to help them and you want what's best for them no matter what, almost in an unconditional way, you will win long term. Now, sometimes short term, you may not be able to close some deals. You may have to point people in different directions when you use this strategy and tell them where there's another solution or another person or somebody else they should talk to instead or something else they should do. So you may lose some deals, but I promise you that those deals that you lose because you point somebody in the right direction is for the best, and those weren't really sales that were yours in the first place. Now, I know a lot of people who close those type of deals and they try to force everybody down their path, down their pipeline into a client. But what happens most of the time, and I don't have the statistics to back this up, I just know from seeing it over and over again at so many organizations, is that when you push those prospects into becoming customers, even if it isn't the ideal solution, what happens is they call afterwards. They call and cancel. They have issues. They have complaints. They want a refund. They want out of their contract or out of their service or return the product that they bought. Whatever it is, buyer's remorse hits them because they realize what you sold them was not exactly what they wanted, and there's something else out there. Even if they don't know what it is, they just know what they bought wasn't right. So those deals that you might get now, where if you go to a give to give strategy and come from abundance and just wanting the best for your prospects, when you shift to that, those deals that you would have gotten, you won't get anymore, but they weren't going to be solid deals anyway. Just trust me, I know from experience. Now, when you're focusing on your prospects and what's best for them, when you have that as your intention, when you tell them what they should be purchasing and that solution is what which you have, that product, the service, the idea, whatever it is, when you have that conviction because you know you want what's best for them and what's best for them equals what you have available, then that will create very solid deals. When you give to them the act of selling them what you have, not even to get anything in return, not about your commission, not about your money. Now, I know it's a sales related podcast dealing with salespeople and teams. It should be all about the money. How do you make money? Your goal is money. The scorecard is money. No, it's not. I know a lot of people might think that I'm crazy for saying that, but the scorecard is not the money. Now, money is a good indicator of how you're doing and a tool to get the things that you want, but it's a byproduct of the service you're providing, the solutions you're providing, the people you're helping, the value you're giving to the world will come back as your income. And so instead of focusing on the money, how do I get more money? How do I get more deals? How do I help more people with whatever it is? And again, you could be selling toasters for all that I care, but this principle still applies. You're selling toasters. Okay, how do I help people? How do I give to them? How do I help them with their situation, their problem, and how do I get them the best toast that they need or want for their situation? So it's not just about life-changing services or business services or things like that. How do I give to the other person? How do I help them get to another place independent of my own needs? Now, that's the tough thing, is because at some base level, we are all animals. The animal side of our brain wants us to focus on what we can get for ourselves, hoard what we can, find what we can, always be prepared for the next drought, the next famine. Winter is always coming in our animal brain as far as, okay, so we've got to get ours for just in case, for a rainy day, right? That's where that phrase comes from, is where we want to just have what we've got, get everything that we can, be ready for when there's a downturn in any way in our life, be prepared. And that usually comes at the expense of other people. So how do I get what I want in spite of what somebody else wants? And there's a lot of cultures and a lot of places in the world where it's still like that. People are in survival mode and everyone's just taking for themselves and they don't really care about others. Now, if you're listening to this, hopefully you're in a situation where you don't have to be in survival. If you are, find a way to get out of survival as fast as possible so that you can be in a place of stability where you can then give to other people without worrying about your own. Not worried about how I'm going to pay my bills, how I'm going to make my money, how I'm going to achieve my goals, because you know that if you can help enough other people get what they want, you will always get what you want. And that's the part you want to focus on. Focus on how do I give to other people? And when you do that, when you give to them for what they want and what they need, then you will achieve your goals and you will notice it comes back to you at a much bigger rate, a much better rate than what you're expecting. So that's the big lesson for today, is to focus on giving to others with the place inside of giving, not of getting, right? It's not how do I give to get, it's how do I give to give. And what I'll tell you is it's kind of like they say with giving presents, right? So it's better to give than receive. Now, growing up, when you heard that as a kid, you thought, well, that's crazy. I would much rather receive presents than to give them, right? Because as a kid, all you're thinking about is yourself. How do I get? And as you grow up, and even when you're a kid, you might have had these experiences, but I know for myself as an adult, when I buy a present for somebody, I am so excited that sometimes I can't even wait because I want them to have it right away because I want to experience that joy with them. I want to give them something that makes them happy, not to get anything in return, not to give them a present so I get a present or even get a thank you, but just to give that to them and the pleasure of helping somebody feel better or feel loved or feel cared for, whatever that might be, is such a great feeling that sometimes that's better than actually receiving the gift because you just want to give. When you do that, when you take that feeling and that approach into your sales career, and when you have that abundance mindset, which I just want to get you in a better place, if you can do that and match that up with the other topics I've talked about on the show, especially avoiding being an order taker, a lot of the stuff I covered in season one about the different parts, the different attributes that you want to have, like persistence and how you want to approach your sales process, when you combine all of that with an abundance mindset and giving to give, then you will find that you've created so much more success in your life and in your sales career, and it's much easier and things flow so much better. So that's it for this episode. Again, please make sure to subscribe and share this. If you haven't already, if you've been listening to this podcast for any length of time, whether this is your first show or you've listened to every episode so far, please make sure to share this with anybody and everybody you know that is in sales, sales management, owns a company with salespeople in it, or they are thinking about getting into sales. Please share these shows with them. And then also make sure you go go to HiQ Method.com. That's H-I, the letter Q, Method.com. Check that out because I have a special program that just launched for helping people with the HiQ Method, with taking yourself from order taker to quota breaker. So I have an ebook on there. I have a webinar. Both of those are free. And then I have a program where you can sign up and go through a course to help you with improving your sales process, whether you're a veteran sales rep or you're new to sales. No matter what, I've created it where there's a lot of value and step-by-step take you through and look at all the different parts of your sales process, no matter what you're selling, business to business, business to consumer, in person, over the phone, doesn't matter. All of it is the fundamentals that apply, and it's based on over 17 years of my experience and seeing how salespeople struggle and or where the great salespeople are doing amazing work. So that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. As always, keep in mind that everything in life is sales, and people remember the experience you gave them.
Thank you for listening to the Sales Experience Podcast. Find show notes, more episodes, and join our email list by going to cutterconsultinggroup.com/podcast.